Come on, get real.
Say that you're mean.
Can you say what you mean?
Can you just admit that you're mean?
You seem mean, man. Madam, I'm
you
Adam.
See me, man.
Hey, man, you mooka, man.
Mano a mano.
So the other day, I was trying to think of a good pun with my name and the term madam, such as like Adam Secretary. But see, that's obviously like really bad. So if anyone throughout the episode thinks of a really good Adam Madam pun,
Adam Bovary,
you could call your mom Madam Bosarge.
I thought of. I thought of. Who's Bovary?
It's a book. It's a book, Madame Bovary.
I think it's Bovary.
Oh, so the book is named
Bovary.
So the book is named Bovary?
Sure. Okay. I really like Evan's one of Madame Bosarge is your mom.
Or your wife when you get married.
Adam
and Madam.
Momoko not only has to change her first name, but her last name, but also her first name. Madame Bosarge.
Monsieur et Madame Bosage.
How come when Barack is president, he's not Monsieur President?
That's what I'm wondering.
And that's what we're
wondering.
Because
he's not sure.
Well, welcome to Hawaiian Feeling. Does anyone know what episode number this is?
Fifth.
Something like.
This is episode.
Did you say fifth?
It's a fifth episode. But.
Fifth.
Its number is something else. Please come with me on a trip while I go to my podcasts.
The number is fifth.
Number fifth.
Do you want to help me out with that, Anthony?
Anthony's
only. This is all you.
It's making a little mess.
Headphone mixer fell. Anthony had to save us.
He's sorry, here. Everyone.
Check this out.
I'm doing a
fitty.
Thing.
Fitty, dude. This is episode tree fitty.
This is episode couple two tree.
Episode 31, guys.
31. Oh wow, I didn't even know we reached. I guess Pizza Club was 30.
Yes, it was.
Dirty 30.
Damn. I'm doing a thing for this episode that I'm really excited about, where I'm not making eye contact. I'm pretending like I'm on a fun, like I'm in a TV show where they have like four-way phone conversations. I don't think I've ever had one of those.
What is your mic?
It's a
shotgun mic.
We've got different kinds of mics here. Evan's on a what would you call those? Condenser?
Kind of like a credenza.
It feels good to know that we're doing a tech talk.
I'm by the credenza with a condenser.
Evan is like, he's a pop star because he has the pop filter.
That's right.
And people with pop filters, people who are pop stars, people who are really good with pop filters.
Wait, Anthony, will you look at me?
Anthony looks like a movie star.
I won't dare look at you.
Johnny, can you do me a big favor?
Yeah.
Can you reach over your head and pop that light off?
I would do that. First, I would need Anthony to look at me in the eye.
I can't look at you.
You know what? He would probably look you in the eye once the light is off. All
right, maybe if you look at me in the eye.
No, I can't. This is the no eye contact episode.
This is a no.
You do twice.
He's
And he does thrice.
I can't do it.
And then Anthony doesn't have to, but.
Man, if Anthony
Thank you so much.
If Anthony looks at me before the cock crows thrice.
All right. Evan has to look
I would
at
just
me.
Lose
Evan
it.
Has to look at me twice, and you have to look at me thrice.
Okay, if the moss bears the mark of the mayor, then I'll look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You heard it here.
I'm still eating.
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun.
If you could explain just in like 20 seconds what you're eating.
One, two, three. Four.
You've already
five.
Five seconds. That's pretty good.
Nice.
Is that what they mean when they say I'm doing an eating contest? Is you have to explain what you're eating?
It's a race to explain.
That actually isn't what they mean, but it's what they say.
Mm.
They do say that.
Like it's mean when they say it.
Whoa.
I got something.
What, did something fuck up?
No.
Oh, you just wore it by the mic. Evan, what do you want to talk about?
No, I was just going to say, I had a whole goddamn candy cane while we were setting up.
He did, and that's basically true.
All right, Adam, you have 30 seconds to explain what you had for breakfast.
Oh, what did I have for breakfast?
Let's
two,
see it.
Three.
Oh, shit.
Four. Five.
Okay, so
six,
was breakfast today would have been earlier in
eight,
the day.
Nine. Ten.
You're really fucking up,
breakfast.
Bud.
Dude, 12, I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
13. 14.
Did I eat breakfast? 15, I must have eaten
16,
breakfast. I always eat breakfast.
17. 18.
Ah! 19, I 20, had a iced coffee and a donut and a banana.
24 seconds.
24 seconds.
I almost ran out of time.
Pretty good time for a breakfast.
I still qualify for the next round. I want to thank Johnny for having me on Hawaiian Feeling.
The next round is crazy.
You have to explain why you ate dinner.
You have to explain why you ate dinner. You only have 2 minutes to do it.
You won't believe the third round.
Dude, it's harder than it sounds.
I know exactly why I ate dinner, so I'm stoked for...
One, two...
Is this... Are we in it? We're in it?
Go.
All right, well...
Evan, you do it.
All right, nightmare round. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79,
80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87,
88, 89, 90, 91 seconds.
You're going to get fucked up off this third round.
I could have gone longer, but I couldn't. Man. I didn't want to, because if I did, I'd have lost.
You best believe you'll lose your mind over this third round.
Third round, you have to predict your next meal in 10 seconds. Yes. One, two, three, four, five, six,
seven, eight, nine, ten, nine, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
We got Anthony over on the couch.
Hey, what up, what up?
He's never made it past round two.
Don't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm called the dark shark of eating content.
He's called the fart dart of eating.
I like dark shark better.
That's why it won't stick. Nicknames have to be insults or no one will enjoy calling it to you.
Yeah, that's true. And you can't go around.
What was that?
You can't. No, I did a little snotty. You can't. Yeah. Like, you can't go around telling people, like, a nickname you like, especially if it's the dark shark.
Right? It's like, hey, everyone, my name's Adam, but everyone just calls me, like, Chryso.
everyone calls me Dundar.
Dunder?
Dundar.
Dundar. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I won't call you that.
I thought everyone called you, never mind.
I like to be called Rim Ram or Lil Fish. Yeah, so call me either one. I'm really open to both, but only those.
Honestly, Lil Fish could even be more expensive than Big Fish because people don't want to keep really big fish as pets.
Lil Fish, the prequel to Big Fish. Lil Fish.
Big Fish, written by John August?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That was the first August movie. Rush? That was the... Austin Rush.
Written by,
International Man of Mystery.
My dad.
By South By, right?
My dad has, my dad used to have a habit of burning DVDs.
Good habit.
Yeah, but it was weird. It was stuff that he, like, I don't know how he did it. He, like, started saving movies that he was watching on demand and then somehow getting them to burn onto a DVD. I don't know.
Sick.
Wow.
He's a smarty.
You have a handy papa.
Yeah, but I'll never forget seeing a mistitled DVD just sitting on like a shelf in our house that was just called Austin Rush. That was so funny.
I think the best part of that story is that he was like, gotta burn August Rush. Yeah. This one, I'm gonna
want to let this one go.
This one's like, this is for like my grandchildren. I have to have this on a physical medium.
I forgot why Evan and I were talking about this, but I remember talking about why, like, the fact that that movie hinged so much upon the popularity of finger-style guitar. Like,
relied on it.
Yeah.
So do you want us to respond to that, or you not knowing why you remembered it?
Oh, Adam.
Hey, what are we doing, guys?
This isn't a podcast.
We just give up on the intros that I tried to start a couple minutes
ago. We got Adam!
thanks, everybody. He's got two eyes, and he knows where to point them.
You're not supposed to do it for your own name.
No one else did it. There was some dead air. You could have jumped in, but you fucked up.
Somewhere between Rimbaud and Rambo.
I'm looking at him, but who knows if that's true.
Is a tree.
Johnny, real quick, can we get a quick endorsement for Anthony too?
Anthony is not a tree.
Oh, I don't think I did an Anthony one either. I don't think I remember.
You called him Dark Marty or whatever.
Fart Dark.
Yeah. Hey, there's some days I'm the Dark Shark. Some days I'm the Fart Dark. Hey, we got Evan.
Hey.
Fucking the bag lady of the podcast.
Real quick, I just want to say that was a good burn.
Thank you.
Because they called him a lady.
Nice.
He's, al- Evan's always smelting something in his room.
It's real fucked up.
Yeah, what is it?
He's always delting something in his room. But that's not what I want to say.
What the fuck?
That's not what I want to say about my friend, Evan. What I really want to say about Evan was that if he slicked his hair back any tighter, you could bounce a fucking dime off it or whatever. I don't know. I should have just said delt it.
We got Johnny's.
Johnny.
Somewhere between Dante and the doldrums.
Real master of the dark arts.
Real master of disguise.
When he goes underwater, he's animated.
Oh, shit.
Like a cartoon. When he comes up, those are live action.
Kind of like master of disguise.
Was there a cartoon underwater part?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah, it was just like that.
And he's Italian. Wasn't he Italian, the master of disguise?
Yes, he really was. He was as Italian as stereotypes can make him.
His name is Pistachio.
Ah, what makes pistachio nuts?
Pistachio disguise.
Excuse me, but I was saying what makes pistachio nuts?
Probably the fact that he's a
pistachio tree.
It's a rhetorical question.
Okay.
All right.
Don't talk to me. Because that's what you're making me not do, talk to you.
No, is that what it's called when you talk right when in the middle of someone else's sentence, talking to them? Sorry, Anthony. It had to be said.
That's insane. Adam, what do you like better, Love Guru of Master of Disguise or Master of Disguise? Because Johnny and I have been fucking with both.
Having never seen either, I've got to go with Love Guru because I've seen the clips of when he's a kid and he has the big CGI head.
That part was horrible. Johnny, favorite part of Love Guru?
And be honest.
It might be just how insane the final scene is. Or not the final scene, but the scene where
just the dizzying sequence.
The dizzying sequence of the elephants in the ice rink.
Wait, are we talking Dumbo or are we talking Love Guru, guys?
We're talking about the Love Guru.
I liked how
it had to be said.
Every little thing that Mike Myers said, if he said it in a British accent or a Scottish accent, he would have sounded like both Fat Bastard and Austin Powers. Like, the jokes are exactly the same.
Really public domain type jokes.
Did you guys realize that the first Austin Powers came out in 1997? In 1 year, it's going to be 20 years since that movie came out.
Is that The Spy Magical. Who Shagged Me?
No, it's Internet. The first one, International.
It's Internet Soldier.
Gamer.
Austin Powers, Internet Soldier.
I don't like that one. All right, we're writing it. Yeah, baby, I'm online. That's peaking so hard. Yeah, baby, log me on, baby.
That's pretty good.
Austin Powers, child soldier.
Gosh.
Sorry. I can't get nostalgic about those because I've never seen any of the Austin Powers movies.
Have you not? Wow.
No. I never saw those. And I never saw any of the Ace Ventura's because I felt like...
Fuck, I love that movie.
The problem is...
The second one.
I knew too many people who did really bad, annoying impressions of both those movies. If I saw them, I would have hated them because I hated the people who did those impressions.
I never thought Austin Powers was very good.
But I like it
Ace
just
because
something tells me history will treat you kindly.
Yeah,
Austin Powers, I think, is very funny as a James Bond parody. Like, that's it. I think it's very funny if you've seen James Bond movies.
But as a Munich parody, not so much.
Horrible as a Munich parody. However,
totally missed the mark on the Munich parody.
Yeah, but weirdly good as a Hitch parody.
Both of those movies came out exactly 10 years after Austin Powers.
Dude, that means those movies are 10 years old, dude.
Wow.
It's hard to believe that time passes.
Does time fly?
Honestly, no. Tempest Fugit?
Austin Powers, Tempest Fugit.
Six Semper Tyrannus, man.
I always think
Austin Powers, Six Semper Tyrannus.
I always think it's sick when, does that mean always a tyrant?
Thus always to tyrants.
We know.
Oh.
I know.
So I always like it when things have like sequels or like midquels that are in a different medium where like there's a movie and then there's like a comic book and that'll catch you up to the next movie. So maybe we should just like make some phone calls and try and get our hands on like an Internet Soldier graphic novel.
Dude, you, Adam, you're going to like this. Evan and I were taking a cruise through the National Treasure Wikipedia page.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Then what happened? Did you find anything?
Nah, nothing. Oh, we did find something.
Oh,
it was a clue.
We found a fucking clue.
Holy.
And then another clue.
Holy.
But
before we knew it, we were Internet Soldiers.
Oh no no!
Adam, you could probably turn him down a little bit.
Hey, it's whatever.
Yeah, but
I think he's channel one. Let's give him a little Val Dow.
There's apparently
now we're talking.
There's apparently a series of books that are like
oh yeah
Gates family adventures like in the past like. Ben Gates' ancestors.
Is he a Gates?
He's a Gates.
Yeah. Ben Gates. Or sometimes Paul Brown.
Is that Bad Robot?
Yeah, that's Bad Robot.
You're being a bad robot.
I don't think
right
that
now
impression actually got recorded. I think we deleted that.
Oh, can you do your new podcast intro? We're going to give you guys a taste of what's to come in the future of this podcast.
This is my Lost reference character called Bad Robot.
Welcome. I hear way more of you going yeah, like, welcome.
I hear you way better.
just hearing you in the background going like,
welcome.
So that's Bad Robot.
I will
Adam,
say,
where did you learn how to throat sing like that?
Tuva.
I will say this. If I heard...
Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling.
He will say...
If I was in my room, and it was dark, and no one was around, and I heard... That, like, what's coming out of your phone? If
you heard Bad Robot.
If I heard Bad Robot, I would jump out of bed and I'd run away.
What should he say?
I don't know. Probably, wow, comma, big man on campus.
Wow.
Björgmjörn.
Oh, I turned it way down.
What's a Björgmjörn?
Guys, Bad Robot just began his education. He's a first grader, for Christ's sake.
How does he know enough to be bad already?
Yeah, you can't. You're not capable of being bad yet.
Well, some people disagree, including his maker. Maybe he's just a poorly made robot. You ever think of that?
Shitty robot.
This is just a worthless robot.
He's a poor made robot.
That's exactly what J.J. Abrams means. When he says
is J.J. Abrams
robot
mean?
No.
No, he's me. He's
what was the intention behind Bad Robot?
Robot.
Well, I just think that...
It's such a thrill to have J.J. Abrams in the studio.
Honestly, yes.
Go well, on. Why don't you let him talk then?
I wanted to call it Shitty Robot.
So happy to have him.
But they said we couldn't
and
do that.
J.J. Abrams is...
Are those the kind of thoughts...
So cool.
Honestly, very cool. And are those just kind of the kind of thoughts that... Just come from your brain.
Yeah, well, sometimes I'm feeling...
Do you think about these things?
Shut the fuck up for 2 seconds.
What are you... So good to have you here.
Shut the fuck up, Anthony.
JJ?
JJ?
I'm trying to tell my story.
All right, go on. What?
Sometimes
Anthony,
I'm feeling...
Anthony, can you believe this guy?
Sometimes I'm feeling like a sad
robot.
Man,
such
robot
an honor.
Yeah.
But when I make so movies,
fun.
I feel like a bad robot.
Woo!
JJ? I have a question.
What's up?
As like a hit filmmaker, what do you think are the top 10?
JJ, what could you possibly know about being an internet soldier in this day and age?
JJ?
Well, I think JJ need to first look to hey, Evan. What the fuck do you want, Evan?
Hey. What's good?
Nothing, man.
JJ, I'm going to hand you a fat stack of what's good.
Whoa. Excellent impression. I think he might hire you.
You're going to hire me?
All right. You're in my movie.
Oh, yeah.
You're hired.
What's the movie? Yay.
It's called...
Hey. Have you guys seen Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
It's called...
those classic moments where she says, hey.
Hey. What's good?
It's called 1-2 Buckle My Shoe.
JJ?
What?
Excuse me, JJ.
Yes.
What do you think are the top 10 things to think about?
Number one, bad robot. Number two,
that's just, okay,
we're going down. We're going down from the number one.
Number 10.
Oh, skipping around.
No one would ever listen to top 10s if they started with number one.
Like, honestly,
number 10, Fitbits.
Oh, hang on. Before we get too far from the subject, it was like the first or second Spike TV Video Game Awards. They had David Spade hosting, and on all the commercials, they were like, this year, the Spike TV Video Game Awards, like, we're cutting all the bullshit. This isn't the Oscars. We're not going to waste your time. And the first thing that happens is he comes out, is like, David Spade's like, all right, guys, no bullshit. Game of the year, Halo 2. And they all cheered. And then, like, that was, like, the first thing. And then it was, like, a regular show. But they announced the game of the year immediately before even saying anything.
What a weird idea that, like, the idea of suspense is bullshit.
Well, Spike TV is for men, and honestly, guys get enough shit from their girls.
True.
So weird.
But, like, can you imagine? Is it true that, like, a guy would watch, like, a suspense movie and then right in the beginning be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Just give me the ending.
This is fucking bullshit. Well.
Like, the idea of, like, a no-frills suspense movie beginning with a twist.
Guys get shit all day at work from their boss. They come home. They don't need that.
That's why Memento is the most no-bullshit movie.
Having to wait for anything is just bullshit. Like, as soon as you, like, order something on the internet, for those, like, 2 or 3 days until it gets to your house, you're just thinking about how bullshit it is.
It's bullshit.
All right, but it's not bullshit because you already know what you're going to get.
All right, you wake up in the morning and you're trying to decide breakfast, and then you look at yourself and you're like, all right, cut the bullshit. I know what I'm having for dinner.
Yeah, what if you, like, but then you go to a restaurant and order the chef's special and you're just like, this is fucking bullshit until it gets to the table.
I'll take the chef's special. What the fuck restaurants are you going to?
I don't know, expensive ones?
Ah, I'll take the chef's special, please.
All right, waiter. No bullshit. I'm eventually going to get dinner, but I want to order dessert right now.
Honestly, if you want dessert, that you should ask for the dessert menu first. You can plan ahead. Mm. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Yes, y'all.
Come in. Like, do you want something to drink? Listen, for dessert, I'm having chocolate cake.
Yeah. Let's get a little non-linear. Make a more interesting order.
Yeah, I guess. Announce dessert first and let your meal be decided by that. That's crazy.
It's important.
I hate suspense movies because they're full of bullshit.
I get enough shit at work all day. I come home, my wife gives me shit. I just want to know the game of the year.
Evan, I know you'll specifically be tickled by this.
We'll see.
Like, post-rock music that, like, begins with a fade-in and then fade-out of the ending of the song.
Even a fade-in. The whole then the whole fade-in would be bullshit.
It just, yeah, I guess you're right. It just starts with, like,
right to it.
It's just like a quick sample of what's to come.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah,
that'd be like iTunes samples.
Yeah, just listen. Cut the bullshit. We want to know. That's crazy.
If you want to cut the shit, just listen to iTunes samples. Don't buy the song.
Mm-hmm.
You get enough shit at work.
A mix CD that's all iTunes samples because you're sick of music's bullshit.
Honestly, it's pretty hard to get. You'd have to, like, record from your sound card, like, those samples playing on iTunes. What do you do if you're just like, I just want the iTunes sample, guys? Yeah. I will buy it, but I don't want the song. I want the sample.
But I'm surprised men... Like I'm judging all of this by the fact that Spike TV is TV for men.
Yes, it is. Spike is a dick.
Yeah, it's true. But, like, you would think men would hate sports games more. Because you can't possibly know the outcome until the end.
That's
why men are so aggressive.
For most people, that's why sports are so interesting, because you don't know who's going to win.
But the whole time, the second they sit in the bleachers, like, this is bullshit.
Fuck this.
So on Sunday, we're recording this on the Friday before the Super Bowl, guys.
Oh, yeah. Who is in the Super Bowl?
The Panthers and the...
Patriots.
Broncos.
That's it. Panthers versus Broncos. It's a horse versus a cat.
Who will win?
Who will win?
You don't even have to ask.
And this will decide it for all. This will decide the Super Bowl for all. This episode.
Panthers are a big cat, which means that they're bigly annoying.
And there's no such thing
as a Bronco is just a little cat.
Yeah, but they buck.
Yeah, they buck hard.
A bucking cat.
Yeah, that would be a crazy
bucking, a little bucking cat.
You're a bucking cat.
A bucking cat?
With a buck?
You're being knucking futz right now, dude.
Dude, that's knucking futz.
This is speaking of David Spade.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Nah. I
what the buck?
Did I miss the David Spade thing? Did he say knucking futz in a movie or something?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Dickie Roberts.
Dickie Roberts, child star. He was a washed up child star.
Is that where knuckin' futz came from? Like Dickie Roberts?
Probably not.
What about Ricky Dobberts? Dobby.
What about Sticky Dobby? Sticky Mobberts.
Yeah, what
about we have Sticky Mobberts in the studio?
Dickie Roberts : internet soldier.
Sticky Mobberts : integral soldier.
Inside Lewin Davis.
Internet soldier. Yeah.
So,
hey, you guys want to talk about Fitbits?
Essentially,
didn't you? I got a Fitbit on Fitbit. Now.
Well, how many bits in a bite?
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Oh man,
I'm talking about it right now. How many bits in a bite?
I don't know,
motherfucker.
Actually, I do know, but I'm not gonna tell you.
24. Eight.
Eight.
Is it eight? It's got to be eight.
It's ocho cinco.
8.5.
That's right.
Is bits in a bite just how many jokes you can do with one fork full of food?
Like calories, converting calories to jokes? Yes.
I wonder how many calories is in the average joke.
Yeah, I guess.
How many bits are in this bite?
It'd probably be negative. It'd probably be negative because when you're telling a joke, you're expelling energy, right?
I'm taking a lot.
If you're eating at the same time.
I just ate dinner. That was like...
It wouldn't be negative. You would have a certain amount of bits in a bite.
That was probably like 30 bites. How many bits in That's like... How many bits per bite?
I guess it depends on which one's bigger.
Maybe that times 30. And that's I've got to assume
that there... I've got to assume that one bit...
One bit per bite?
One bite is worth more than one bit.
But like it's a bit bigger than a bite.
Yeah, come on, man. You gotta assume
that's
that.
What I'm saying. I think a bite is bigger than a bit.
That's what I'm saying,
if
too.
We're translating from calories to jokes to bits.
Yeah.
I think if you take...
Also, what are you taking a bite of?
Because
you're taking a bite of, like, something...
Celery.
Celery. Not many bits there, but if you're taking...
We're talking bow tie pasta, baby.
One big bow tie.
We're talking Zagat rated ZD, buddy.
Ooh, boat tie?
No, Zagat rated ZD.
Zigat rated Zaddy?
Talking about the chef special.
When I zig, he zags, okay?
I just realized that if I were like a really shitty comedian or someone like a writer like O. Henry, I would really like to have my pseudonym be Bow as in B-E-A-U tie.
I just realized if I was a really shitty person, I would tell you to shut the fuck up, but I'm not. See, now where do you stand?
Feels bad to hear it, man.
Where do you stand with me? It's hard to know.
I'm lying down.
When someone says a thing like that, what are you going to do?
I haven't.
That's why you can't say stuff like that, Internet.
Awkward.
Are our listeners, is it okay to refer to our listeners as the Internet? Like, all right, Internet. because we do put this online.
All right, internet.
All right, geeks.
Hey, YouTube.
All right, guys, we're going to start this one over. What's up, everybody? It's Friday, and we're here with the Hawaiian Feeling Boys.
I'm feline Hawaiian, baby.
That's my favorite bass riff you play.
Thank you.
It's very crazy.
What's up, everybody? It's Friday, and we're here with the Hawaiian Feeling Boys. Today, we're going to do the boy challenge.
What's up, everyone? Hawaiian Feeling here. I'm Johnny, that's Evan, Adam, and Anthony, and we're here to do the big boy challenge.
Okay.
I have a challenge.
What's up, everybody? I'm here. Oh, fuck.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling. It's Friday, and I can't tell you the date, but I'll give you a hint. It's the 5th of
What's
the
up,
second.
Everybody? I got a fat-ass challenge for you this morning. Take a fat bite of this challenge, little man. I got a fucking, I got a dock with your name on it. We have the Hawaiian Feeling shared drive.
Abort.
Is up. We have a doc that's editable for you. Tell us. Did I not tell you guys about this?
If we want feedback from the fans,
what's up, everybody?
We'll just add you to this Google Doc where you can add your thoughts.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You can add comments and annotations.
I know. That's why I tried to continue it. You shouldn't have tried to cut it, man.
What's
up, everyone? Hawaiian Feeling here.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Friday, and today we've got Hawaiian Feeling.
What's up, everyone? Hawaiian Feeling here.
What's up, you fat freaks?
What's up, Hawaiian feelers?
What's up, all of my Hawaiian feelers?
My needle drops.
Hey, what's up? Check the D-box.
What's up? Check the doodly-doo down there.
Hey.
I hate it when people say doodly-doo.
Who says that? Did the guy who was explaining dark
energy? What's up, everyone?
What's up, everyone? We have a top 10 video for you today. Top 10 movie villains who should have been killed early in the movie.
What is up, guys? It's Hawaiian Feeling, and we got Adam in the studio who's going to give us the rules for the big boy challenge.
The rules for the big boy challenge are as follows, because life is as such. Rule number one.
What's up, everybody? I'm here, and where are all my Google freaks at? Because I got a editable share drive for you.
What's up, everyone? I have an idea for a challenge, or just an idea for an episode. Me and Adam, we were actually talking about this earlier. But
What's up, everyone?
I really want to do an episode where it's just all four of us just palling around with our arms around each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like the entire episode, we're just like, we have like our arms around each other, we're just palling around.
That would be a really good episode.
It's not really a challenge.
Didn't we do a lights off episode once before?
Yes.
Yeah. And we all got really tired, right?
It was Ora and Oreo.
Oh, what's up? No, I'm just kidding, guys.
What's up, everyone? Oh, my Google freaks out there.
It's time to zag on this bit.
Remember to like,
zag,
and rate, and subscribe, and leave a comment. And we'll see you next week.
Guys, the zig has been done, and it's time to zag on this bit.
What's up, everyone?
What's up, dog? What?
My Google freaks out there.
What's up, my Google fuckers?
My Google nerds.
Wait, what's up, fuckers?
We have an editable share drive for my fuckers.
It's me.
Zag on this bit, on the bit.
All right, man. But I really want to talk about my editable shared drive.
Yeah.
It's for fans of Hawaiian Feeling to please keep editing this doc. Where you can really choose to express yourself.
What's up, everyone? The iPhone 6S has been out for 6 months now. We're going to do some drop tests.
What's up, my Google Boogles? Go over to that cool doc and give it a big note.
What's up, everyone? My name is Grumgar, and this is Taltar.
And I'm Taltar.
What's up, my kindly creatures? Tonight on Hawaiian Feeling, we're going over the 10 types of animals. Number one.
Fish. Number two.
Woo. One,
apes.
Two, three. Share drive. Number three,
Google.
Number three, a bear.
Yeah.
A bear.
Four, bugs, obviously.
Number four is bugs.
Google.
All right. Have we ever talked about the 5-second rule?
Yeah.
Honestly, not on the air. Do people know about this?
Okay, let me explain the 5-second rule. It's
please.
A fun game.
Johnny, put it on the share drive.
Okay, I'll put it on the share drive.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about it right now.
Do you not want to hear the 5 second rule?
I would like to hear the 5 second rule.
It's okay. On the share drive. Well, but it'll be in a minute.
On the share drive but, yeah, first.
Johnny does it.
So Anthony and I can look at it, approve it, say something about it on the share drive, and then you can talk about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we allowed to edit the share drive, or is it just for fans? Is it,
no, it's I just...
It well, like, no, that's a different one.
Because I thought the share drive was kind of like Hawaiian Feeling Nation.
Well, Adam, this is where we get to the fun part.
Well, you're thinking of the Hawaiian Feeling Nation share drive.
What Johnny is about to say is going to be edited out and put into a voice memo that is going into the share drive, and then the doc is for people to speak on that.
What should we be...
Okay, I take it you know.
What are these reasons?
That's what's going into share drive.
Yeah, but
what are these reasons?
Yeah, but is that what you wanted to throw out there?
It's the next thing he said, man. You set it up. He hit it. It was a softball.
No. Johnny, explain the 5 second rule.
If that's what you want to put in the drive, then
I'll be sure to put this in a voice memo.
Let me tell you about the 5 second rule.
Wait, give me like 2 seconds because I'm gonna make this a voice memo.
Do we have a drive already?
Do you have a drive?
Where have you guys been?
Hold on, give me.
All right, I'm being left out of the drive. That's for sure.
You're not. I promise that the drive is going to be up very soon. Hold on. I got voice.
How about you do it, and we'll say other stuff while you set it up.
Oh, here I go. Oh, here it comes. One, two, say it.
So let me tell you about the 5 second rule. If you see a bug, you have 5 seconds to eat that bug. And if you don't do it, you can't eat bugs for an entire week.
And this has been a drop in our new voice memo share drive with an editable share doc.
It's gonna sound like shit.
Thanks. It's a share doc for all you guys to feel free to speak on that.
It's interesting because I guess I was thinking of the 6 second rule, which is when you eat food, you have 6 seconds to pass it.
If you see a bug, you have 5 seconds to eat, or else you can't eat bugs for an entire week.
And I heard the 5 second rule.
Until next time, Google Drive out.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Right,
we got a 40 second drop that I can't wait to put in my shirt.
All right, zag on this four.
So you guys annotate that. Comment on it, like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week on Hawaiian Feeling.
Right. What's up, everyone?
All right, zagged. Adam, what is that term?
What's up, Evan?
What is that term you keep using, zag?
What's up, my little Google
Zigging
Googles?
And zagging, and it's when you do something unexpected. When people expect you to zig, you zag. It means you don't give them what they expect. And I just felt like at this point, saying, what's up, everyone?
What's up, everyone?
Talking about a share drive is just like a shit joke.
I don't know what you're saying.
You just zagged us pretty good.
What's up, everybody?
Now, that was a zag because he sang it like it was a song.
It's just a fat fucking Google Doc that's for everyone to enjoy.
Would you rather settle up or double down?
Settle up?
Settle up.
Or saddle up.
Or saddle up, yawn down. Partners.
Oh.
Or double down.
Double down. Do you double down dare me?
Your double down will go down in history.
In history? I think history will treat me kindly if I double down.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
look kindly upon me. Look upon me, okay, history? Can I just say this to history? Look upon me and look up at me and don't look down on me. Keep me in your thoughts. Look favorably upon me, history.
My name is the Mind Man.
It bothers me so. Mind Man?
Mind Man?
Mind Man?
Mind Man?
The Mind Man is here. I am all of history.
Oh, wow. Do you have to do with jazz?
Speak
camp?
Wait.
No, that was the prophet.
Speak unto me.
Mind Man, aka Elon Musk, we all know, are aware.
Shut up, little man.
What's next for SpaceX?
Is that funny?
Well, tell me truly.
Yes.
And fondly.
Uh-huh. Well, baby.
Who's asking the question?
Do you want to know what's next for SpaceX?
Please, please, baby.
And you can find it in the shareable doc that is fucking editable as well. What's up, everyone? It's the Mind Man.
Mind Man.
This is actually the pilot for the Mind Man's new podcast. And do we want to drop it in right now?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mind Man's Music. This is the podcast where I, the Mind Man, just show you guys some of my music. I'm going to drop it.
Mind Man.
Sound Man.
Mind Man. Mind Man. I came thousands of miles to ask you a question. I need your help, my man. I know you have the answer.
My man. Shoot, little one.
Well?
My idiot boy.
Oh, thank you. It feels good to be put in my place.
Stupid boy.
By a man who really knows what he's talking
about.
You
make me sick.
If money could talk, would, would we be able to rein in Wall Street? Does money like Wall Street?
Money is... Hold on.
Mind man?
Mind
yes.
Man.
What do you, well, that's the answer. I came thousands of miles to ask you that question word for word.
Say again.
If money could talk, would we be able to rein in Wall Street? I guess it's a two-part question. Does money like Wall Street?
Sorry, I was doing a puzzle.
Mind man?
Is it a funny puzzle?
No. What? It's a picture of a funny dog.
Is it a fuzzy bunny puzzle?
Is it a funny money puzzle?
Yes, it's a funny money puzzle. Say your question again, little dog man.
Mind man?
Is it a fuddy episode?
It's a fuddy-duddy kind of a money puzzle.
All right.
Hey, dog man, say unto me your question again, one that you walked thousands of miles to know.
You are my bastard son. On all four of my legs. My question is, sometimes when I touch money, it feels pretty rough.
Hmm. Is that a question?
That's a dog man question.
Oh.
That was a dog reference.
Should we zag from that?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to zag.
What's up, everyone?
Moving on, guys.
What's up, everyone?
In the news lately, they have been talking about how funny movies have really taken a dive. So what?
Is that actually something people are saying?
No.
Like a risk?
Yeah.
Funny movies are trying to be funnier.
Like a really graceful move?
Yeah, they're taking a nice swan dive. They're going out on a swan song.
Hmm.
Funny movies, babies. People talk about how the movie industry is bad, but it's got to be good, right?
It's got to be good.
It's got to be good by now.
Look at the sources.
Is this still the Mind Man podcast?
Yeah, what do you think about that, Mind Man?
Okay, what's your problem, Mind Man?
I'm sorry, I was looking at this funny puzzle.
A duddy puzzle?
Yes, it's a duddy funny puzzle with money on it.
Is it still the one with the dog?
Is that my bastard son? Yes, it's still the one with the dog. The dog, the reason it's so funny is the dog is holding money.
That is duddy.
Sort of a duddy situation. Where may I hear from my bastard son? Oh, shit.
Yes, could we learn everything you have to tell us about Bonobo Apes?
Hold on, my phone is on. Yeah.
What's the problem with your phone being on?
My phone's on. I'm just sort of scared. I'm expecting a scary call from my girlfriend.
Tell her not to call. You're live on the air. Or accept the call.
The Mind Man is sort of... She started saying so a lot.
Mind so. Man.
So, like that?
She's so shitty.
Mind Man. Mind Man.
That's mean.
The Mind Man. This is the podcast where I get a little personal and I talk about my girlfriend.
So, Mind Man. Yes. As we all know, you recently moved in with your girlfriend, Gwyneth.
I'm a stupid boy, yes.
You're a boy. You're a boy for women, aren't you? You always have been. I am. You've always been a boy for women.
Okay.
How've things been going with Gwyneth?
Puzzle still?
Yeah. Was that a nice puzzle?
Are you puzzled?
No, I'm playing a game on my phone.
Are you kind of playing a dodgy hodgepodge puzzle?
Yeah.
Might I ask you a question? I've come so far to ask you.
Yes.
You've always been a boy for women.
Is it kind of a funny game?
I need to find Sound Man.
What was that?
Is it sort of like a funny game?
I'm playing a funny game on my cell phone.
Like a jokey sort of game.
Twilight Imperium.
Is it a duddy game?
Is it like a...
No.
Like a joke game?
Is it?
Yes.
Like,
oh, like who can think of the best joke?
Do yeah, you like, ever, who's got the best joke?
When you lose, when you lose the game, do you call your phone a crummy piece of crap? You just lost the game.
Oh, Mind Man just lost the game.
I've just lost the game.
Yo, what's the game?
What's up, internet? You just lost the game.
What's up, everyone? And you just lost the game. Ha, I'm just kidding around. Rickrolled.
That's so fucking...
Hey, you can't Rickroll people anymore. Pre-roll ads, guys. What are you going to do?
Do you want to do that? Rickroll?
You can't. Pre-roll ads on YouTube. You can't do it.
It's called Adblock. Well, tell the person you're Rickrolling to install Adblock.
Please install Adblock real quick. Let me know when you've got it.
All right, here you go.
Do you have it? Do you have Adblock?
Okay, check out this YouTube video now.
All right, here we go. Do 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 ne do and give you up and do do.
You can find this YouTube video in the fucking share drive.
Yeah, the share drive.
Yeah, is it on Google? Yeah, it is.
We're doing a blood drive right now. This podcast is being written in a blood ink.
We're doing a fucking blood drive where all you have to do is do a Word doc in red chiller font that just says blood, and then Dropbox that to whoever needs blood.
Yeah, well, everybody's got to do it, though.
Yeah, that's the only way that anyone can get blood. It's sort of like one of those pictures on Facebook where you see, like, Bill Gates holding up a piece of paper that says, I'm deciding to be generous. If you share this photo, I'll give you $10,000.
I'm going to start a thing where it's like, if you share this photo, I'll donate 1 gallon of blood for every share.
I recently went on a retrieval mission.
Yeah.
I went on a retrieval mission to the creature from the Black Lagoon's writing desk, and I honestly got that Monsters, Inc., baby. All right, that's enough of that, though. Sometimes we like to fuck with each other.
You hear that one, Mr.
We
Man?
Honestly, like, we fuck really with each good. Other so much on this podcast yeah,
we
with
should
stuff
zag
like that.
From that.
Well, you're just fucking with us.
Hey, Mind Man?
Yeah.
Please yeah. leave.
Shit.
Mind Man?
What do you think about
it? Mind Man, where'd Anthony go?
Did we ever find... did you guys ever find the Downstairs Neighbors podcast?
Not yet.
I don't even know any of their names. They moved out a while ago, and they never said hi.
Anything to say about that, Anthony? I was talking to Anthony.
Playing that game still?
No, I'm watching Date Movie on my phone.
I don't.
What do you want?
How can you hear it?
No, I don't want anything from Mind Man. I asked Anthony a question.
What do you want, little man?
There he is.
Anthony's not here right now. I'm just kidding. I'm here. Oh, sure. Why? What's up?
Did you ever fucking find out the Downstairs Neighbors podcast?
No.
That's all you had to say, bro?
It was called something like, we fucking suck.
Oh shit! Dog so they were like kind of fucking with each other all the time.
Yeah, just like hilarious, like
playing like
kind of like gags.
Hey, listeners,
like sack taps.
Listeners, yeah. Did you guys play nutball when you were younger? Or was like Jackass
what's,
not
what's
cool
nutball
anymore? It's where they just sat in a circle and threw balls at each other's nuts. It's not. It's stupid.
It's a horrible game.
But it's a game about facing your fears. Some fears should be gotten over, like pain.
I'll say.
I am remembering, Adam,
yeah,
watching Jackass 2 with you in your room.
Jackass is amazing.
I know you love Jackass.
Jackass 2 and 3 are the best. And if you disagree, you weren't there, you wouldn't know.
What's your favorite gag?
My favorite gag?
Yeah, your favorite Jackass gag.
Okay, well, it's got to be from Jackass 2 or 3. I always like the stunts most. Those are my favorite.
Am I correct in remembering that you used to kind of do stunts?
Yeah, man.
You were kind of stunty?
No, it's true. Like, when I was, like, in, like, early high school and middle school, I really loved Jackass a lot, and me and my friends would do, like, bike jousting and stuff like that.
Nice.
My favorite one I ever did, and this was way later, this was, like, freshman year of college, but we, like, tied a rope around my ankles and then went up to a pulley in a tree, and then my friend had the rope and jumped out of the tree, and it, like, flipped me upside down and pulled me up into the tree. And it was really good. It was a lot of fun. I wasn't hurt. You just get your body moved around really fast. That's like always fun, right?
I like that.
Getting your body around. My favorite Jackass stunt, though. What was the one where I was always like, hell yeah. The opening to Jackass 2 is great. Where they're running through the town and like Johnny Knoxville gets tackled through like a glass door by a bull. It's amazing.
It's pretty tight.
Johnny Knoxville.
From merry old Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville, the guy who came out of that surprisingly okay.
Like, yeah, still doing good.
He appears to be fine. Bam Margera's a goddamn mess. And Steve-O is a truly insane man.
Well,
sober, though.
Yeah, Steve-O's like
cleaned up.
The least insane he's probably like ever been. He's just like sober and cares about like animal rights a lot.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It is.
Did you see Bam Margera's thing called like Earth Rocker?
No.
It sounds cute.
I've seen the music video for Put My Dick in My Ass where he pees into his own mouth.
Nice. That like makes me not even. He's always been one of the celebrities I have just in my life that I have always. I always kind of, this sounds cruel, but like, I always kind of wished something really horrible would happen to him that would make him very different.
Well, something horrible did happen to him. His like best friend died.
I know,
right? He's like probably like way. I think he's like pretty bad into hard drugs.
Yeah, I think he looks horrible now.
Is this Bam or?
Yeah, Bam. I love Jackass though. Like
I know
all those guys. Like I. They occupy a special place in my heart. I was a special age. Were any of you guys Jackass fans growing up?
Who's your favorite? I only watched the first movie and some of the TV show.
In the series, Aaron McGeehee was my favorite, but he got way wussier as time went on. He did like the most dangerous stuff on the show, I feel like. But then eventually, just like no one could touch Johnny Knoxville. He was so good.
And Steve-O was fucking nuts.
Yeah, I remember Steve-O was crazy too.
I remember Steve-O specifically in the first movie doing things like running through, like running, like tightrope walking over an alligator.
Yeah.
Like that to me is fucking crazy.
I feel like.
Because he knows he doesn't know how to walk a fucking tightrope.
I feel like. Yeah, but he just like has those skills. I feel like I feel like Steve-O maybe like once he sobered up stopped being as insane. And Johnny Knoxville was just like always like. Not really high,
yeah,
or not high, but just like I guess he was probably like drunk sometimes. But once Steve-O sobered up, they were like a clean set because they couldn't have any of that stuff around.
Yeah, and actually Johnny Knoxville couldn't be drinking or doing drugs because he was in intensive writing sessions for The Ringer.
Oh wow,
he was 19 too.
What?
Yeah, he was 19 years old.
Fuck no, shut up.
There was a time when he was 19.
At one point, I guarantee he was 19.
Are they still doing it?
Jackass is like disbanded.
It's not. No, it isn't disbanded. But they just like haven't done anything since Ryan Dunn died.
Yeah,
and none of the like. I feel like they've said like we might not be done, but like they're getting older.
That's true. Yeah, Jackass is.
Who knows what they're capable of now?
I wish I could find a list of all the stunts they did in those
movies. I'm remembering ones I liked in particular from the first movie. The first movie was kind of hit or miss for me.
Yeah,
I really could not believe some of the more gross out ones. Specifically, the like take a shit in like a fucking like a Home Depot toilet in the Home Depot. But
that guy always did the gross stuff. I never really liked the gross stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I didn't really like the gross.
He did like a piss snow cone.
He ate all of the raw ingredients of an omelet, threw it up into a pan, cooked it into an omelet, and then ate it.
Dude, that's horrible.
I know. Ah! But at least it's creative. So honestly, some of my favorite things from Jackass like are from like Jackass 3. Because like one of my favorite things about Jackass is the costumes. And they didn't start doing that till 2 and 3, really, because they had like a budget. But yeah. I just remember like seeing Jackass 3D. And it like fades up and you just see like two or three of them in a racquetball room in like full on ridiculous like dandy golf clothes with big buckets on their heads about to like drive a golf ball. And you immediately like know what the stunt is. You immediately know what's up. Like they're going to drive this golf ball in a tiny racquetball room. And it's going to bounce around and they have buckets on their heads. And he hit it and immediately bounced back and hit him like right in the Adam's apple.
Amazing.
Like, the highest place that wasn't
amazing.
Covered.
Amazing.
But like, I just love that because it fades up and I immediately started cracking up because you knew exactly what was going on. You're like, damn, that's such a good idea. It was so creative.
Have you guys seen the Jackass movies, Evan and John?
No, are they?
I've seen I think I've seen all of them. I don't really remember them specifically, though.
Are they literally just like compilations of
kind of tricks, yeah,
and
two
tips?
And two and three are yeah, they're tips and tricks. Two and three are amazing. Like, don't bother with the show or the 3D? First movie unless you love them. That's uh-huh. three, because like the second movie is when they were like they got a budget. Roger Ebert gave the second movie two thumbs up. Like, the second movie's amazing. And I do think they, like, invented a new thing with yeah. Jackass and, like, their own kind of movie with its own rules. It's amazing.
It is crazy that they were feature films. Like, that's what boggles my mind. The first one was the only one I saw, like, in my formative years. But, like,
yeah.
Adam, the thing that fucking made me cringe the most in terms of just more like wince at the painfulness uh-huh. of it was when they were, and it was the simplest one. It wasn't even a creative one. When they were in a room just giving each other like paper cuts in intense yeah. areas. And the one that made me like back away from the TV and not want to look at it was because I was standing right next to the TV.
But it was, made you think, man, I gotta back away. It hurt
but
my eyes.
Fucking Steve-O then enters the room, sees what they're doing, and immediately sits down and has them paper cut the corners of his mouth. And I was just like,
aah! Yeah, stuff like that. That's why it got better at too. They stopped doing stuff that was just like dark. Like, that is just like, who the fuck are these guys? Yeah. This is dark. Like, they started doing stuff
five guys
was
in a room
funny.
Paper cutting each other between their toes and shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that stuff's
thinking
just,
about
like,
it.
Really hard to watch. But, like, when Johnny Knoxville, because it's the little touches that they got so good at in the second one, where, like, when Johnny Knoxville basically just, like, stands in the second one, they did more stuff with bulls in the third movie. But
bulls.
There's a good amount of stuff. There's the intro with bulls in the second movie, and there's the scene where he just stands blindfolded. He got the idea from Tom and Jerry. He just stands like in front of a gate with a bull behind it. He's blindfolded and he just like puts a cigarette in his mouth and lights it and blindfolded and stands there and then lets the bull run into him and like hit him and like flips him over and he like does some spins, lands on the ground. But it's like, the cigarette was such a funny touch. He looks yeah. so funny standing there waiting to get hit by the bull with a cigarette. And I guess like Jerry did that, or Tom, whichever one was the mouse, just like did that on Tom and Jerry for some reason. But it's little stuff like that that is just like, oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
It is funny how
not just like fucking do it.
I didn't realize I had to learn this from, this is just kind of an interesting thing, is from communicating with comedians and improvisers in my life, I did not realize how many people were actually influenced, at least subconsciously or sometimes just very directly, by Looney Tunes. Like, people thought, like, yeah. comedians growing up thought that, like, I've listened to them talk, and they all talk about how much they loved, like, Looney Tunes and shit as a kid, and how it influenced their, like, the more slapstick and physical side of what right. they do.
Who right. is your guys' favorite Looney Tune characters?
Oof. I always like, does Marvin Martian count?
Yeah.
I always thought he was such a weird character. Like, why is Marvin Martian a character in anything?
I definitely really liked Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
I really liked Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner, but they weren't on that much when yeah. I was a kid. You could always find Tom and Jerry, so it was always like a treat.
I really like Yosemite Sam.
That's a crazy character.
He's underrated.
He's underage.
Can't remember all the characters.
17 years old.
Do you remember any, Johnny?
Dude, Romeo and Juliet law, dude, you're fine.
I didn't really watch a lot of Looney Tunes, to be honest.
Like, you're telling me I can hook up with Yosemite Sam?
Wait, what are you guys saying?
We're talking about hooking up with Yosemite Sam.
Dude, if you're 18, dude, go for it, dude. You're good. I don't actually know what the Romeo and Juliet law is.
I don't know.
Well, Juliet's like 13.
What?
Juliet was like 13.
Well, I'm sure they weren't like, we can make it so 13-year-olds can fuck. Like, I think it was just like the name of it. Like, but yeah, the Laugh Olympics were really good. I loved the Laugh Olympics because there was no laugh track and no music over any of it. It was super dry, but it was like Looney Tunes characters skiing and like hitting anvils and shit.
That's very good.
But it was just weirdly dry. It was very good.
I also have a very weird recollection being a kid of something called Toon Heads, which was like a late night thing where they'd show a bunch of old Looney Tunes shit that was kind of not remembered like well. What? But there were two things I feel like I saw like 9 different versions of. This might be a little too obscure, but like...
The 9 versions?
I remember seeing a bunch of things that were like The House of Tomorrow. And Looney Tunes, they would keep showing these like... I don't know how to describe...
These tunes?
Yeah, I'm about to sound so dumb. But like, they would keep showing these like... It was like a little thing about a house that had all these futuristic things, but the way that they did the futuristic functions, like the automatic functions, was really goofy and convoluted or something. Like they would have like an automatic stove, but it started by like a bunch of mice. Like it was fuck. I'm about to sound, never mind. Abort. What's up, guys?
This is something to like make a teenager toast in the morning. That kind
of thing. Just a shit like that. And then I also remember a bunch of Looney Tunes funny cartoons about a baseball game, like like just a goofy baseball game where like the umpire was blind and
the umpire was black.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But you said these are cartoons that kind of like tried to shuffle under the rug. At first, I thought it was going to be like, this is a showcase for those like old Warner Bros. Cartoons.
Not like the weird Disney. Like
embarrassingly racist.
Yeah, no, not like, they didn't try and shovel them under the rug.
Imagine if they had a special block for like,
oh God. There are apparently a bunch of YouTube videos that show like the blacklisted like Disney ones.
Oh yeah, because does Disney try and hide them? I think yes. It's Warner Brothers or Looney Tunes. Is Looney Tunes Warner Bros? Do they own it?
They're related.
I think Warner Bros. Just says like, "Hey, we made this." There's like a disclaimer before being like, "We're not trying to hide them."
Yeah, we don't edit it because it's an important piece of history or whatever.
Yeah. What can you do? It's weird. It's important to be weird. All the trendsetters were weird. Bowie.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace. This podcast has started,
weird is wonderful.
Bowie, Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was weirdly good at fighting.
Is Bruce Lee dead?
He's been dead.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
He died like real, like
he was really young,
mid 20s.
Yeah,
I did not know that. I don't know anything about Bruce Lee really.
Bruce Lee's amazing. I used to be a huge Bruce Lee fan. It was sort of probably like kind of related to my big Jackass fan, just seeing people do sick stuff on film. But I watched this documentary about him. And I guess like some rival movie studio at the time offered like a crazy movie deal to anyone who could beat Bruce Lee.
You've told me about this, yeah.
Have you heard it, Evan?
No.
Have you heard it, Internet? Okay.
Have you heard of Johnny?
Johnny's updating the shared drive.
So they offered this deal. Like anyone who could beat him in a fight would get a movie deal with this rival studio in like America. I just don't remember what studios they were. But people like all the time, if he was out, would like go up and challenge him to fights. And he would go beat them, like, really quickly. Like, he would just be, like, at lunch. There are stories by people who are, like, friends with him. They'd be like, yeah, I was at lunch with him. Someone walked up and, like, did this weird, like, stomp signal thing. And Bruce knew what it was. And he was just like, oh, I'll be right back. And he had to, like, stand up and go fight this person. And then he would come back. And, like, we'd keep talking and eating lunch.
The idea of being so confident that you'll win a fight that you think of it as a mere annoyance.
Yeah.
Right? It's crazy. By the way, what time are we at, Adam?
Hey, we're at 1 hour, 3 minutes. It's also interesting to think of the days where a movie studio could be like, hey, everyone go try and fight this guy.
Yeah.
If you win, you get a movie deal, not just like...
Go get our flagship boy.
Right? Imagine if Paramount was just like...
Try to physically
someone
harm
him. Go beat up Adam Bosarge. Yeah.
They were.
I was,
do you not know about this?
Dude, yeah, Adam, I was in the city.
Adam's got a price on his head.
I was in the loop yesterday. And there was like a big protest going on, something with the schools, but just like a ton of people walking in the line with signs and like doing this chant. And then I was just like imagined. It started as a joke, but then I started like thinking about it. And it was weird because it's like late. And you know, the loop is really echoey. Next time you guys see a big protest, imagine they're all looking for you. And they like want to kill you.
God.
And just like, you've just got to be like, oh shit, like put my hood up kind of.
You couldn't like, outrun that.
All these people just like, they want to find you.
Yeah, they want to F you up.
And they're going to kill you. Just think about that.
if you let him.
Next time you're by a big protest.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Do it. It's like I honestly think it's
then
a pretty.
Do it, dude.
It was a rewarding experience. It felt fucking weird.
Yeah, do it. It
made me feel like I was in Batman, part of the Ra's al Ghul men.
Ugh, what a weird part of it.
It's been the lore, dude.
The Ra's al Ghul men. What a cool name.
Ra's al.
Yeah. I was just gonna make a joke.
There's an exit to Barrington called Roselle, and I always make like, "Hello, everybody. This is Roselle." Every time I go by. What was your guys' favorite?
Roselle.
I remember talking to some older kids when SSX Tricky was out, and we were talking about SSX Tricky, and they're like, "My favorite level's Untracked." And that's just the level that's just like
where
a
you're
mountain.
Just in Alaska or whatever.
Yeah, and there's not like cool stuff. And I was just like, "Are these guys trying to be like?" Cool SSX Tricky people like I don't like any of the regular levels.
I like the one where I don't have to go on a trail.
I just like the one that's like a real mountain. It's like regular snowboarding. Up. Like, why are you playing SSX Tricky? Then?
My favorite one was definitely Pipe Dream.
Which one was in Tokyo?
I think that was Pipe Dream.
Definitely my favorite too.
Yeah, so insane.
Mount Garibaldi though with that Ra's al drop. That was sick.
Ra's al.
Is that the very first one?
I think so. I think it's Mount Garibaldi. What's up, my GameCube internet friends?
Man.
Who knows what the first level of SSX Tricky was the mountain of?
Can't believe how fun that game is.
That game is like a mountain in video game history that you must summit once in your life, baby. Yeah. My internet babies.
I've never played it.
Well, the gamer in you is
dead.
The gamer in Anthony is dead.
Hey, Adam, quick question that I'm going to ask you on the podcast.
On the weekend?
Yeah.
I consider
after this,
Friday at 5. Baby.
After this, do you want to come with me on a little trip to Walgreens?
Like, nah.
Okay.
I do got somewhere to be.
What are you doing?
None of your business, dude.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Can you drop me off at a Walgreens on the way?
Yeah, dude.
I
just don't want to walk around Walgreens.
No, it's okay. I'm going to get a neti pot for Molly. Because I have gotten her sick.
Order it on Amazon for her instead.
Yeah?
And then she'll be like, wow, I might even be healed by the time this happens. And you can say, you're welcome. I healed you.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I'll get real mad about the suspense.
That's true.
Oh, this is bullshit. Girl, Johnny, are you back?
What?
Are you here?
No.
Oh, we got J.J. Abrams back in the studio.
We got Yay in the house.
If you actually want to talk to me this time, then maybe I'll say
hey,
something. Last time
hey,
you guys
Anthony.
Just gave me shit.
Any tips?
J.J.
Anthony,
what?
So what's up?
Oh, what's good? Hold on, I'm talking to J.J. Dude.
Okay.
I can leave.
What kind of shots do you prefer? And be honest. Oh, wait. No, I have a question, JJ. Does film respond to ultraviolet and infrared light? And if you have a super good bulb, can you get a tan from watching a sunny movie?
You just...
You're saying this for the shared drive.
You can buy...
Hey, Adam.
You can purchase...
Hey, Adam.
Film...
Hey, what's good?
From Kodak. And it is...
Kodak, more like Code Get Me a Daiquiri.
Is it infrared as well as the visible spectrum?
Yes.
Tony?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Colors
Tony,
get
what's,
shifted.
What's good?
But you can't get a tan from infrared.
I don't know, man.
Not
just
from the
fucking
film itself.
What's going on?
Does all light, because like ultraviolet is a higher spectrum,
hey,
right?
Hey, Johnny?
Just chill it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's good?
Does that mean
nothing,
that
man.
Like
I'm trying to listen to JJ?
Does that mean that like all light
Abrams.
Does make infrared light?
What's up, guys?
Because it's so easy.
Goddamn motherfuckers just tipped me a weed again. Fuck!
Did you learn this in your dark room, Johnny?
About infrared?
No, like...
Infrared?
So, like, obviously, because, like, for...
Infrared.
If you're going to project it like it's film, like, I know, like, ultraviolet light is high frequency, so most bulbs don't put it out, but do all bulbs put out infrared because it's low frequency?
I think
all thermal energy has infrared energy.
Well, I mean, there are actually films you can buy that are sensitive to infrared light. Standard film that you buy isn't actually sensitive to infrared. But, like, they have black and white and color. Nobody really makes it that much anymore, but it'll pick up infrared light. Like, basically, the spectrum will just be shifted to be a lot more towards, like, the red end and then also infrared.
Because what I want is I want to watch a movie where there are frequencies of light in it that it's like real life. I just can't see them, but they are there.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at... I actually have some film in the freezer that's infrared. And if you, like, shoot, like, a really infrared active area, like, a lot of, like fields and, like, a lot of foliage puts out a lot of infrared or reflects a lot of infrared light, like... When you develop those pictures, it's like completely like red and blue. It's weird.
You're weird.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guess what? Yeah.
Do you want to do some questions and wrap this up?
Oh, yeah. We have questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get out of here pretty soon.
All right, I hope one of the questions is, will Johnny get out of here soon?
I got stuff to do, man.
You can answer that.
10:30.
Here's a question. I have two questions. From fucking Corey.
Corey.
What is... they said musical film, but I'm going to go ahead and treat that as a music movie, like a movie about music. What is everyone's favorite musical film? Music. I'm going to go ahead and say Spinal Tap.
What if that's music not what they movie? Meant?
Because we've talked about musicals a lot.
Okay, go listen to the episode where me and Anthony, it's just us, and we talk a lot about musicals, and I mention it in the description if that's your question.
But I'm going to go ahead and say, for my version of your question, Corey, Spinal Tap.
My version of your question.
I've got to think about that. I do really like movies about music. Only like a quarter of Cloud Atlas is about the composer, but I like Cloud Atlas a lot. Amadeus is really good.
Amadeus is good. What about August Rush?
Oh, baby. Is that the movie where it's like the Beatles songs?
No, that's you're thinking of fucking Across the Universe, little man. Yeah,
Across the Universe.
We were talking about August Rush earlier.
Yeah, and I didn't know what it was, and I still don't.
Evan, what about you, man?
Almost Famous, probably.
All right. Johnny and Adam?
Mine's probably Amadeus.
Oh, really?
Mine's probably Amadeus,
too.
I want to think. I love movies about
very
music.
Similar sounding answers.
They do sound similar. I also really like Cloud Atlas. But the thing about Cloud Atlas is, like, the actual Cloud Atlas sex test that they wrote for that movie is, like, not that cool. And even if it had been written when it was written, it wouldn't have been, like, that good.
Damn.
All right, Mozart.
That's why you can't go wrong with Amadeus. It's all Mozart music. Like, I've seen so many movies where it's like there's some stupid movie I watched with where Frodo was a pianist, and they're like, he's going to play this piano concerto. And it's famous for being, like, the most crazy piano concerto. And it just, like, wasn't that crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay, cool. I think
my favorite music movie is Beethoven.
About the dog?
What about that movie?
What the dog doing?
What about that movie, Mr. Holland's Opus?
Oh, where he actually is a musician, but his son is deaf.
I remember that movie, but I can't remember what it was about at all.
I just told you. He's a music teacher, but his son is deaf. So how can he hear his papa's music, you know?
Wasn't there a cartoon of that with penguins or something?
Mr. Popper's Penguins?
No, yeah, maybe that's
all right. Next question.
Yeah.
From Logan.
Logan.
Hello.
What is your most specific fear? I think mine's cockroaches.
It's not specific enough.
I just listened recently to an episode of Pilot Season where we talked about our fears and we made them all up except Spencer. This was jewelry, and mine was Rainy Wolf Career, but I'll try and think of the real one.
Oh, wait, I actually know my probably real most specific fear, which is walking under the highway right by Sacramento and Belmont, that section of highway.
That's pretty specific.
Oh, I
hate that highway so much.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. I like it. It's awesome.
So my most specific fear, I'm not like... really that afraid of it, but I always think it. Whenever I'm in a movie, I think about, like, what if someone just came up behind me and slit my throat?
Like, I'm that just is sitting, scary.
Just
that's
sitting
really
here in
dark.
This movie theater, and then I just feel like, ah! Like, that'd be horrible.
I don't think you'd say that.
You don't think I'd go, ah! I think I would be so scared. I think, like, honestly, like, unless, like, my, like, windpipe was, like, really badly cut, I think the fear more than the pain would cause me to... make voice.
Yeah. Evan, what about you?
I'm trying to think.
I'm really afraid of getting like a nail stuck in my foot when I'm barefoot.
and I'm walking around.
The right to bare feet.
Like, I'm like, I hate being barefoot in areas that I'm not sure if it's
nail free.
Well, not just nail free. I remember one time in a, it was like a sleepaway camp, and I was like in sixth grade, and I got a rock stuck in my foot, like a sharp rock, and it like healed over, and it's like making me like shiver right now just thinking about it. But like,
shiver me timbers.
The doctor there had to like pull it out, and it was so painful. And like ever since then, I've just like had like this weird fear of like stuff getting inside my foot or like getting a cut on stuff.
Yeah, like a bug in your head.
I was gonna. I have a specific fear of like bugs showing up in my food. You know, like a lady, like a ladybug in lettuce or something like
that. You must.
That.
They're pretty high in protein, though.
You must hate the 5 second rule, then.
I don't love
that's
it.
That's when bugs show up as your food.
No, he loves the 5 second rule. All he has to do is not eat a bug, and then he can't eat bugs for a week.
Yeah, but that's a punishment, dude.
Well, yeah, but.
All right.
This guy's a glutton for punishment, apparently.
I guess it takes one to know.
I do love my punishments.
This next one is for me from Gino. I will
answer. Good thing this is the Anthony show.
Next question.
No, answer it. I feel like
this one cracks me up just because it's true.
Is this one just for you? Because I do want you to answer it.
He said, "I'm watching West Side Story for the first time. When you first watched this movie, was it before that Santana song, Maria Maria? Or if it was after, were you like, oh shit, I get it? And you're right, it was after. And I finally understood what he meant by like, Maria Maria, chicken mommy from a West Side Story." Like,
oh,
I didn't understand that was an actual thing.
He did that one at Woodstock, right?
Yeah, he did that at Woodstock. These are two from Cal. Hello, Cal.
I thought I had a question in there, but I guess not.
Too.
Are you more talented than you are attractive, or more attractive than you are talented? I think I'm more talented than I am attractive.
That's so hard to answer. Either one is...
For me, it's very easy.
I think I'm very fucking hot, but also super talented.
You must think you're pretty talented, then.
Me? No, I just think I'm not attractive. You see,
that's why it's such a hard question to answer.
No, it isn't. I think it's way more of a testament to that I don't feel attractive very often.
Yeah, for me it's hard to answer. I never feel that attractive or talented. There you go.
Yeah. What about you, Ev?
I don't know, I don't think I'm very talented. I think I'm skilled at a couple of things, but I don't think I'm really talented at very much.
Talented.
So you're a more attractive man?
Guess.
I guess. Like,
skills are a lot different.
Congratulations on being the most fuckable person in Hawaiian Feeling.
Wait. Congratulations on being the most X Factor worthy man.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Can we. What
say hello to fucking Broadway.
Yeah. What's your je ne sais quoi?
Just being having a fat ass blunt. That's my je ne sais quoi.
That's my je ne sais quoi, too.
Yeah, man. What's your good with your je ne sais quoi? Je ne sais quoi? And Johnny, you said you're very hot, but also really talented. Cal also asks, do you have any standing or previous feuds? My current feud is with Johnny Craig of Dance Gavin Dance.
So it's like with people?
Sure.
That's your current feud?
Or entities. I think that's my most current feud.
I think it's got to be with people. I think we should pick with people. Feuds have back and forth. Something that can give back part of the feud.
I bet me and Evan have a lot of the same.
Yeah, I got a feud with Raid for sure.
Yeah, but has he feuded with you?
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of.
He really has.
It's like a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it kind of goes back and forth.
I realized I do know who Raid is. Like, you guys have been telling me about it for a long time, and I never checked it out. And you guys never really showed me it. And then, like, I finally, like, saw it, and I was just like, I remember Tim showed me this music video a few years ago.
Yeah, but it goes deep, man. It's
about the movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I can handle that.
I bet you could.
I just don't. Well, I bet I could, but I bet, like, if we tried to watch it, I would probably just be, like, really distracting the whole time because I would have a really hard time.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time with that stuff. Like, some things are so funny that you kind of can't appreciate all at once how funny it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, man, I really want to, like, love this as much as I should, but it's almost impossible.
Still Flown is very challenging.
It's a very difficult movie to get through if you're not like mentally prepared for it.
I don't know if I could be.
Maybe, but Adam, do you have any longstanding feuds? Though?
Longstanding feuds where I hate them, they hate me. Let me think. No, not him. He doesn't.
Walk us through the people that you're thinking about.
No. There's only one. There's no way he's listening to this podcast. Well, there's not no way he's listening to this podcast, unfortunately. But I just can't know. But I don't. Like, he didn't.
Just say it.
No. I'm not going to.
Is it Charlie?
Yeah. No, it's definitely not Charlie. Who do I have feuds with? I feel like most of the people I like really like have like not liked actively didn't know it. So it was a shitty feud and I did a bad job because like they didn't even realize I didn't like
unrequited feud.
Or like I just was like it, you know, you get angry about stuff alone. And then, like, you'll actually see a person and be like, they're not like, oh. I feel like it's either one of two ways.
They're not like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's either one of two ways with me. There are people where I hate them when I'm with them. And when I'm not with them, I'm like, they're not so bad.
Yeah.
And then when I'm with them, I'm just like, oh, fuck. This person is the worst. Why did I get myself into this situation? Oh, again. And then there's people where when I'm not with them, I'm thinking, like, God, this person's the worst. And when I'm with them, I'm like, they're not so bad. They're kind of nice. And then, like, I get away and I get in my own head. And I'm just like, actually, like, don't forget, dude. They're like a piece of shit. They annoyed you in all these ways, and they're not cool.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. The worst is the ones that are bad in person, and then when you think about them, they don't seem so bad.
Yeah.
Because then you'll be like occasionally like, let me reach out, and I'll hang out with them. And you hang out with them, and it's like, oh you're being so mean to everyone here, including me.
Yeah.
This is the worst. You think everyone's being rude to you at all times.
Yeah.
I knew this guy, like, almost no matter what. Like, we'd be at a restaurant, the waitress would leave, and he'd be like, the waitress was so rude to me. And we would just be like, what are you talking about? Like, no, she wasn't. What did she do that you thought she was being rude? And it was like, I don't know. She said this way. And it was like, dude, I don't think you're right about that at all. That guy was a really tough guy to be around. He would do really annoying things like say things under his breath, and they would be so awkward that no one would say anything. So he thought none of us heard him.
Dude, only so he would, like, dude, people like that are confident they're living in a movie.
I know. He would perpetually do it, and it's like, we should have just said something the first time. Because, like,
fucking
he would
stupid.
Just say, he would just, like, say stuff under his breath, and they'd think, like, well, no one's paying attention to me. And it's like, no, dude, we hear you, but it's just so weird. He would do stuff like do something really, like, shitty, like he would just like get really mad at you for a second and like knock over your drink, and you'd be like, dude, like, what the fuck? And he'd be like, dude, I was just joking. And you'd be like, oh,
who is this person
every time
I, like, can't wait to learn who this is.
Every time you like do something mean to him, he acts like you started and you escalated and you're the dick. And it's like,
Adam,
I guess I just have to like turn the other cheek.
Adam, you do realize that you've cited specific instances. So if this person is listening, they will know it's
this,
about
this
them.
Was a different person, though. The first one I didn't say. This person I've known longer and haven't seen in a while.
Okay.
Most of these
I wouldn't know that.
Most of these stories are from like at least 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, weird. Wait, but Johnny, what about you?
My feud?
Yeah. I want to pick a better one than Johnny Craig.
No real feud, but I would like to create a feud with Martin Shkreli.
Oh my God, I want that so bad.
There's no way, dude. You can't start a personal feud with him.
I think he liked one of my tweets.
Also, Ronnie Radke would be good.
Oh, Davi Vanity, anyone?
Oh! Yeah.
I don't know those second two, but I just want to talk real quick about Martin Shkreli. First of all, I hear he's never been to Chicago.
Yeah, he's never fucking been to Chicago.
Hey, Martin, come down to this side of
town. We're calling you out right now,
little
Martin.
Bitch.
You lie about having come to Chicago. You've never been to Chicago. You're a liar when you say you have. You've never been here. When have you been here?
Apparently, he had a quote saying, like, I want to be the heel of humanity.
He's like, I was at Chicago.
No, okay, no, seriously talking. Yeah, no, he said that. It was a lie. But Martin Shkreli, so he has some quote by saying, like, I want to be the heel of humanity. And you know how he was talking about just destroying the Wu-Tang Clan album and stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like he's just doing, like, a really bad defensive reaction to being hated. Like,
yeah.
Oh, everyone hates you. Like, everyone hates him. And he was just like,
I don't think you feel like that. I think you know that.
And he was like, well, fine. I like it. I actually like that you hate me.
Yeah. I like
I'm
going
to destroy this Wu-Tang Clan album, and I want you all to hate me.
I watched this really weird.
I don't think he was like that before everyone hated him. It can't be.
Yeah.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's not natural.
It is. It is a natural. We created this man, this right. monster.
He just has like no sense of like
Chicago pride.
He has no sense of Chicago, where any of the neighborhoods are. He probably still thinks... He probably would call it the Willis Tower if he came here.
That's true. He's a fucking coward.
I call it the Willis Tower. Get with the times, you get left behind.
I'm going to do one more question.
From me? Because I asked a question.
I did. There are also more. I'm just going to save them for the next app because I'm real tired and I got to go.
Whoa, fix that.
Whoa.
Pulling on my head.
Put some on your head.
Nice. Is this a shoe on head joke?
I'll pick a more involved question.
If it has to do with Web 1.0, I am down.
It doesn't. It's from Teddy. Hello, Teddy.
Hey, Teddy.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Finally, a question from Ted Cruz.
His question was, will you vote for me?
No. Have you ever made something you were ashamed and reluctant to show other people, but you were proud of? If so, what was it? I want to have like a funny answer or something like that, but I know I don't. I think it's just like... I personally have written some really indulgent and grandiose music that, like, I recognize is without taste. Is not tasteful. It's not. It's something that people would think is goofy, but I personally am very attracted to that kind of stuff sometimes, and I kind of feel like I have to like everything I write, and I usually do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be writing it. But I also feel embarrassed when I show it to people, especially people who make objectively cool music. And I feel like, I'm not saying all my music is like that, but like a lot of the stuff I don't play for everyone is very just sort of high-flying and goofy and trying to be very anthemic and proggy, both, and I feel kind of embarrassed, but I like it. So that's my serious answer to that question.
A proggart.
Yeah. What about you, bro?
I sometimes wait. So what exactly is the question again? Things that like I'm proud of, but like am ashamed to show other people,
or more reluctant.
Or ashamed. I
think he used both words.
I think ashamed is an interesting dynamic. If you've got a thing like that where it's just like, oh shit, I wrote this book, but it's super racist, but I think it's really good. So if you did that.
I used to try to make like World of Warcraft videos. I did make World of Warcraft videos.
Like Machinima or like PvP? Machinima?
Well, Machinima.
Yes.
And also like... just like goofy fake glitching videos. and those are the kind of like I like think they're really funny, and like it's the kind of thing I would just never ever show anyone because I almost don't want anyone to know that I was so into World of Warcraft when I was in high school.
Oh, I'd love to see those if you have.
I can show them to you. Amazing. They're really goofy. Also, all the music is just like symphony acts and like prog metal.
Sucks. So good. World of Warcraft, there's a reason that game is so popular. It's just so fucking good.
There's also I have a lot of songs that I've written that, and photography, pictures I've taken that like I think are really good, but like I know other people probably won't.
Like dick pics?
Dick pics.
dick pics, Nick pics.
Pics of my friend Nick.
I don't want to show anyone the pictures of my friend Nick.
What about you, Adam?
I wrote a song once and recorded called Christmas Cars.
Oh, I love Christmas Cars.
And it's not a great example, but it was definitely like we were not trying to make it as bad as it is. But it is bad. It is so bad.
Christmas Cars.
And I think it took me like a year. I think it took me probably not that long. It probably took me only like a week or two before realizing like, you know, it's really funny how bad this is. It was supposed to be funny, but it wasn't supposed to be just like...
As bad as it
wasn't supposed to be that bad, and it is bad. Maybe I'll put it at the end of this episode.
Please.
It's so bad. The chorus is Christmas cars just for me. My birthday is on Christmas and I'm turning 16. I want a vroomy vroomy. I want a zoomy zoom. Like, come on. Oh, I don't remember it. It's good. It's
really good. My birthday is on Christmas. I like the sound of when you did all the unison vocals that are like, Christmas cars.
Christmas. Christmas cars. Yeah. It's really bad, listeners. I wasn't young either. I was like 21.
All right. Now that Evan's back, do you want to end this episode?
Yeah, Evan, do you want to end the episode? Like, we all kind of do, sure, man. We're at an hour and a half in 7 seconds. 7 seconds.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. This is really fun doing the Big Boy Challenge. Remember to like, comment, subscribe. Hit Anthony up at anthonysanders.youtube.
And Hawaiian Feeling is brought to you by squarespace.com. The smart way to make a website portfolio... for any of your fucking needs. Photography, audible.com.
Photography.
So you want to see my demo reel?
We should just advertise for Squarespace until they let us.
We should advertise for James Hackney.
We should try and get like...
Oh yeah, check out J-Quick Photography.
Quick Print Studios.
Yeah, J-Quick.
This is brought to you by Quick Print Studios.
We should try and get like Mountains for Clouds or Monobody to sponsor the show.
Yeah, we definitely should.
I definitely think bands that go on tour should try and get sponsored by real companies and just like sell their stuff as merch and have to help them pay for the tour. Like, what the fuck? You're not sellouts. Like, this show brought to you by contact lenses.
Yeah.
Got some sample pairs of contact lenses. Some punks would hate it, but you'd be like, gotta make a living.
Come on. Out of here.
Yeah. Lucy.